Hello everyone, Bruce Edwin here with HollywoodSentinel.com, and I'm speaking today with Ashley Cruz. Ashley is one of the backup dancers for some of the biggest stars in the world. She's done backup for Beyonce and many more. I had the pleasure to meet Ashley not long ago, and it was just a really cool thing. Ashley, how are you today?
Hey, what's up, Bruce? I am amazing.
Excellent.
Super glad that we got to do this. Yeah, super excited.
Well, very cool, Ashley. I had the pleasure to meet you over, my client, Divine, had kindly introduced us to each other. I saw this this person dancing in front of me. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just thought you just had this cool, you know, style. And I'm like, oh wow, you know, because I loved it. I've always gone dancing at the clubs, but I'm obviously not a professional dancer. But I just, there was something about you. You just had the vibe and just a style. So, and then I find out, you know, tell me about your work. Who have you danced for? Just so I want to jump right in. Who are some of the stages you've been on with which stars?
So I have been blessed and highly favored to perform with artists like Lady Gaga, Beyonce, as you mentioned, Tiana Taylor, some Cardi B, a Megan Trainor, just to name a few.
Amazing. So cool. I love it. So, you know, dance is such an important part of the arts, I feel, and, you know, I would say it's underrated, but, you know, it's really not. I mean, especially these days when you have artists, I think, in my view, kind of Michael Jackson or Madonna, you know, brought out a whole troupe of people and really popularized, like, an entire show, you know, like an entire theatrical set, you know, and so it's just so cool what you do to me. Take us back, Ashley, from the beginning, please. How did you start out? What was young Ashley Cruz doing that got you where you're at today?
All right, taking it back. Yeah. Young Ashley Cruz, I actually always wanted to be an elementary school teacher. Wow. I always dreamed about having my own classroom and teaching kids and having my own chalkboard. Like, that was my dream. And then I used to go to a lot of block parties with, like, my mom and stuff in the Bronx. And I used to see all the dance teams.
Yeah.
And around that same time is when the movie Honey came out. And I saw the movie Honey, and I was like, okay, like, I saw that movie and I'm super inspired by that movie and I'm seeing dance teams. Can I join? So shortly after that, I joined my first dance team. And from there, I was just super invested. I never wanted to miss a Saturday practice. I didn't care if we were going to Disney World. I was like, I don't want to miss a practice. And then just performing, I became obsessed with performing.
Wow.
It didn't matter if it was a festival. It didn't matter if it was a talent show. I became obsessed with performing. So after that, I started to branch off and go into the city and experience a real dance class, not just in the Bronx and in a recreation center, but like a professional dance studio. And I realized that I had a lot to learn.
Yeah.
But again, it was an obsession to get better and I realized that this thing that I love to do in my home, in the classroom, in a dance studio, on a small stage in the middle of the street in the Bronx, it could be a career. And when I noticed that, I decided to take a leap of faith and break it to my family that I didn't want to go to college after high school, and I wanted to actually pursue this career.
Wow.
And when I made that decision, I promised and vowed to everyone I knew, and mostly to myself, that I was going to make it. in the same amount of time that it will take to get a degree to be a teacher, I will put that same amount of time to be a professional, working, successful dancer.
Well, that's amazing. There's so many thoughts and questions going through my mind, Ashley. One, first of all, I just have to give, speaking of the Bronx, because I just, you know, watched the Oscars. We had Spike Lee obviously won Best Screenplay for BlacKkKlansman. Yes. Shout out to Spike. I love Spike. Fan of his work. And so Spike, of course, is from the Bronx. So, and I know Spike has got a lot of love for his community and growing up there. Did you ever? What was it? Were you ever? You know, did that affect you a lot, the Bronx? I mean, do you have that same affinity with your whole, that area? Or what are your thoughts on that, first of all?
I respect and love Spike Lee so much for the things that you mentioned, for sure. And yeah. I believe that when I get to a bigger platform, because I will represent where I'm from in the same light. Because where I'm from, it is literally who I am. I was born and raised in New York and in the Bronx, and I only left to come to Los Angeles.
So amazing.
It's taught me my hunger, it's taught me my work ethic, it's taught me my hustle.
Yeah.
It's everything. And then just the pioneers and all of the successful people that have came out of the Bronx, and especially the Latin success that has came from the Bronx, it fuels me even more. The J-Lo's, the Fat Joe's, the Big Pun's, they fuel me in everything I do.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's just been, it's the Bronx, New York, it's a big part of who I am.
Very cool. Now, you mentioned especially the Latin community. What, for those that are going to ask, because I have people on, online asking me, well, what ethnicity are the Kardashians? I'm like, well, come on. And so what is your mix? What is your ethnic nationality mix and all that?
So from what I know, because we never really know exactly where we are from in our origin, my family is Latino, and my family is from Puerto Rico, specifically from a place called Fajardo in Puerto Rico. So yeah, I'm Puerto Rican and probably a bunch of other stuff, but
okay.
I know for sure I am of Puerto Rican descent.
Cool, cool. And do you speak fluent Spanish?
I do not speak fluent Spanish.
Yeah.
I'm third generation.
You speak it better than me.
Okay. I understand it completely, and yeah. I can hold the conversation.
I can tell.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you're probably fluent. You're just not saying you are. And I know you are more than
I am. Just not confident.
Yeah, well, your accents sound fluent to me. So back to where, when you started performing, what age were you when this started? When you were like so excited, you wanted to do another performance, like what around age was this?
I think I was lucky because it was around the age, I want to say maybe 13.
Okay.
So it was old enough for me to not be sick of it. Like, I know a lot of kids who start really young and they're like, well, I want to do this.
Yeah.
Like, it was a choice for me. It was a choice. Like, I had to ask permission. Mom, can I do this? Can I go to rehearsal? Can I go to practice? Can I go to this audition?
And so, because a lot of kids, I mean, I'm just thinking for myself, I was like so shy as a kid around that age. Finally, I got better in, sports and I got less shy. But you must have been really good at that early age, or I assume you would have been shy if you weren't that good. Was that the case?
I definitely wasn't good, but I had a natural judge. Like, no matter what style it was, whether it was hip hop, whether it was salsa, whether it was theater, whatever it was, I could just adapt to it.
Amazing.
And that's why I call myself a performer before I call myself a dancer, because I don't know how to pop and break dance, and like, I'm not specialized in many styles, but I'm a chameleon, and I can, like, whatever you give me, I can adjust to. And I think as soon as I started, that was one thing that that was great, because once I started, I just wanted to learn it all, and I was able to just, I had that natural, like, just that natural fun to it, though. I think it is in the rice and beans.
That's cool. And what made you, like, what feeling did you have? You said you just couldn't wait to perform next or be in a competition or that. What kind of, like, what do you think made you have that excitement? What compelled you?
I think what compelled me was inspiring people. Because, again, I would remember even doing, like, black parties. And, like, I remember I was, like, queen of the Bronx parade at one point.
Cool.
And, like, just when I got to do those things in the performance light,
yeah,
no matter what it was, I just remember, like, the little girls, like, younger than me, like, the six-year-olds when I was 13. And I remember that, and I remember them being like, I want to do what you're doing.
Oh, that's
so cute. I always took that with me to every level.
Yeah.
That I got into, I took that with me. And now it's to a point where I'm on a TV, and I know kids are probably watching a TV, and there's hundreds now. I don't know. I'm hoping, because I hope to inspire that many. But yeah, I think that's what it is. It's being an inspiration.
Well, that's great.
I always kept in the forefront of my head.
Well, that's so cool. And I know you've definitely inspired more people than hundreds. You know, I mean, just working at the level, working with people, including Beyonce and Lady Gaga, for example. I mean, two artists, you know, I immensely respect, and especially Lady Gaga. When she first came out, like, she got really kind of popular, and then I just kind of ignored her, and then I was like, my God, what an amazing voice. So what is, tell me, let's jump into the present, you know, what is it like, what's it been like working, being on the same stage and working with Beyonce and Lady Gaga, for example? What has that been like?
It's been really, like, and I know it might sound like cliche and cheesy, but it's really surreal, and there aren't any, like, words, like, to really explain. All I know is that I could close my eyes and I, like, envision what day it is, like, what performance, like, I have those in my mind, and those where that's where it's most vivid to me, just because when you're at that level. There's always moving pieces, and there's you have to be present when you're working for them and when you're dancing behind them. So it's surreal. It's surreal, and it happens. You're in that moment, and you're like, how did I get there? But there's no time to think about how you got there. The only thing you can do is deliver, and you can be there, and you can show them why you're there. It's amazing. I wish I could, like, explain it more better than that.
No, that's cool.
It's amazing.
Well, that's awesome. That's so great. And so you've done, obviously done tours with them and major stuff. What is it like for you being on the road and just doing, like, city after city?
So I actually have not been on a tour with either of them.
Okay.
I know a lot of my friends have. However, I've done, like, a lot of the big one-offs, we call them, in the dance world, we call them one-offs.
Yeah.
So I've done, like, Super Bowl, I've done
dive
bar spot dates, yeah.
It's just a Super Bowl, nothing else.
I've done a VMA performance, a Coachella performance with Beyonce, and
amazing.
Those big productions, those are... I don't take those for granted. Even though I haven't done the tours, I don't take those for granted, because
no,
you get to see, yeah,
biggest you can get.
See, like, you get to see, like, the moving parts to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. Were there anyone that you, as a dancer, that you, now let's back up, please, for a minute on that. Actually, I'm going to take a real quick break here. HollywoodSentinel.com, we're having the pleasure to speak with Ashley Cruz today. Ashley, please hold the line. Don't go away, because I definitely have a lot more I want to talk with you about. We're going to be right back. HollywoodSentinel.com.